There's an unusual tug of war between the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve that could leave businesses in the lurch now that we're entering a new round of coronavirus restrictions and closures. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin sent a letter yesterday asking the Fed to return unspent money Congress had allocated for emergency lending programs in the first relief bill. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, for more. Hey, Ali.
Hey, Tanya.
First of all, how much money are we talking about? What was the Fed using it for?
So this is an interesting story. I'm not even sure why this is happening right now, but it's a lot of money. It's $455 billion in what Mnuchin calls unused funding. Now, by getting this money back from the Fed, it would end the Fed's emergency lending program, which involves loans to state and local governments. Remember, they've had cutbacks because of COVID, and to mid-sized businesses all the way through the Main Street Business Lending Program. This money was put out in the CARES Act, which is the first bill that went out. It includes $195 billion that the Fed had already committed to specific programs. But we're talking about $455 billion, almost half a trillion dollars.
Yeah. Mnuchin's request sparked rare criticism from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who said the central bank needs this money as an important safety net. What was Mnuchin's reasoning?
Well, he says that Congress intended for these funds to expire on December 31st. Now, remember, when we first did this CARES Act, not a lot of people thought we'd still be talking about this at this level by November. That is the deadline that the act set. And he said that the Fed's intervention has already, in his words, achieved its objective. Part of the problem is he's using markets as a gauge for this. He said markets have responded positively and banks have continued lending. The problem is a lot of these Main Street businesses that are suffering are not reflected in the stock market at all. So Mnuchin's saying we don't need the money anymore. Give it back to the federal government. Again, as an outgoing Treasury Secretary with an outgoing administration, it's not clear to me why they're doing this right now, but it has created an unusual battle between the Fed and the Treasury.
Okay, to gain a little bit more understanding, Republican lawmakers are arguing that Fed programs were meant to be temporary, but the economy as we know is floundering again as talks on this new relief package are stalled. What does removing those programs actually mean for the long-term recovery and the Fed's role?
Well, one economist likened it to taking away the lifeboats at the Titanic. His point was, you know, when the boat left the dock, nobody needed the lifeboats. Mm-hmm. But when you needed them and they weren't there, that would be a problem. It's not easy for the Fed to get this money. It has to be done by an act of Congress. As we know, the Senate has already left for the Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to be in a lame duck session. And things are getting worse out there with COVID. The number of infections are increasing. The number of deaths are increasing. Closures are coming again. So the sense is that if you take this flexibility away from the Federal Reserve and things get really bad, a new president, probably Joe Biden, is going to have to start negotiations again, and it could be months before you get it out there again. So why don't you leave the money with the Fed if in case it's necessary?
Okay, 30 seconds. If the Fed does give up the money, could it be used by Congress for the next relief package?
It would have to be reallocated. So Joe Biden would have to start new negotiations with Congress. He would probably get that done with the House. But again, depending on what happens in the Senate, which we won't know who controls the Senate until the Georgia runoffs in January 5th, this could be a protracted battle again to get more money to businesses.
That's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, thank you.
Okay.